Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Commission Thursday, where we believe that every believer is a light, every believer is the salt, every believer is Christ's ambassador, and every believer is the carrier of the message of good news. So turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 22 and 23. The scripture says, "To the weak I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing." Now, I love what Paul is talking about. Paul talks about that for the weak, I became weak. For the rich, I became rich. Now, this is the level that some of us are willing to come down for the sake of the kingdom. How far or how low are you willing to come for the sake of the gospel? Because majority of us, truth be told, our comfort is the priority. What we gain is the priority. But the kingdom of God has never been the priority. When Paul is talking about him becoming weak, I know as a man, there is a masculine dimension and the ego that we love. And these egos sometimes make us not to go to the lowest point because we ask ourselves, what will they say of us? But Paul, about himself, was not the priority, but the priority was, what will the kingdom of God, how will the kingdom of God win? So he was willing to come down for the sake of the kingdom of God, or he was willing to ascend to the highest point for the sake of the kingdom. And God has planted each and every one of us in various platforms. Are we willing to make the decisions that will build and enhance the kingdom of God? Are you willing to sacrifice something for the sake of the kingdom? Or it's just a joy that I'm a Christian and that's it. So he says that I'm willing so that some of them will be saved. Has that ever been your joy, that somebody will be saved through you, your character, your personality, or how you handle them? Has that been something that burns deep within you, that there is a group of people who will come to the kingdom of God, probably because of how I extended an invite to them? Now, he concludes by saying that I would like to share in the blessings of God. Let me tell you the truth. There is a blessing that God has bestowed upon his people, even in this generation. And sad reality is none of us or majority of us are not willing to partner with God so that we can partake of this blessing. The scripture says that this blessing is hidden, and it calls for us to get out of our comfort zone to partake of this blessing. So in this particular week, I want you to look at the opportunity that are available, that you can seize to be the light, that you can seize to be the salt, that you can seize to be Christ's ambassador in all the platforms that God has granted unto you. Be blessed.